We spoke last time about the Machlokas HaPoskim, or the Chara, most contemporary Poskim, regarding photogray lenses and various reasons to be makel, to allow use of photogray lenses. That may also be relevant to the following question. I at some family event in the last year, one of my sisters-in-law served ice cream with these kind of spoons that change color when it comes in contact with the ice cream. So I thought that was a fascinating survey question. If you have a yellow spoon that turns green upon contact with ice cream, is that analogous to photogray lenses? So if the reason that we'd be making photogray lenses is like Ramosha seems to say that it's analogous to just putting a piece of colored paper over a lens, you're not really doing anything to affect a change in the object itself, and then maybe you could argue that's the same thing over here. If the critical point by photogray lenses is that you're not actually doing a maisa, it all happens mimela. So here you're doing more of a maisa, in that you're inserting the spoon into the cold substance that immediately changes the color. If you have the point of Avadia makes that by the photogray lenses, it's not doing the Mishkan at all, because in the Mishkan, Saveya was taking a substance and putting it on another substance to change the color. That's not going on over here. If it's the argument of Shmir Shabbos that it's analogous to opening and closing a door, or according to the Ramah, opening and closing a book with writing on the side, because that's Derech Tashmisha, so to speak, or that's the normal way of using this object, you walk in, you walk out, it changes colors, maybe you could argue that's what's going on here as well. I didn't experiment how long it takes to revert back after taking it out of the ice cream, but I think it does revert back pretty quickly, right? People know what I'm talking about?
I think like 5-10 minutes.
That long?
I think so.
So then maybe that would be worse than the photogray lenses.
Photogray lenses are also that, no?
No, I think when you walk inside, it pretty quickly, almost immediately turns back. That's my sense.
I think it's different. Like on the way out,
types?
It's like 2-3 minutes. On the way in, it's like a minute. Like it differs very quickly.
Got it. So I don't know. I asked Rabbi Willig about this, and he wasn't sure whether it should be the same or not. It sounds like Rabbi Ribiat, is the one person I saw discusses this briefly, thinks that there's more reason to be machmir by these spoons than by photogray lenses. So my sense is probably better to be machmir and eat your ice cream with regular spoons on Shabbos than these spoons. Apparently, this exists also for feeding babies, that you have, in order to gauge the temperature, spoons that change color if something's too hot or maybe too cold. What's happening chemically in that kind of a spoon? Which causes the change of color?
The sum is the same as like the lenses, wherein the heat, changes the molecular composition or structure of the compound, and that has a different color. In the lenses, like you change the location of some double bond or something, and that's a different colored compound. So, and that's heat dependent.
I asked ChatGPT,
the expert.
Yeah.
What did you ask?
How it changes color.
How to change the color? We put
the lenses, not the
spoon. Oh, how it, not how to. How
yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
I don't know about how accurate this is, but
okay.
Photochromic lenses change color through a process called photochromism. This process involves molecules within the lens that undergo a reversible chemical reaction when exposed to UV light.
Okay. My question was how the spoons work, right? No, I'm saying it's basically the same idea. Okay. The Or HaShabbos raises the following question about Saveya. There are some halachos where the inverse or the counter effect of the malacha is also a malacha. So you have kosher matir, you have kosei mochek, you have bonus oser. He points out lo matzinu that there's a corollary or an opposite to tzaveya. Meaning, if you let's say you had on some kind of makeup that to put it on would be a violation of tzaveya, but is there any issue with removing it on Shabbos? So even, he says as a starting assumption, even if you're removing it, the soser is only chayiv if it's amanas libnos. And so here, even if it's amanas, you know, all those pairs, the chayiv is only if it's amanas to do the proactive malacha again in the same place. But here, even if it's amanas litzvo again, that shouldn't be a malacha. He says, according to the Rambam, that kocheles is mishum kosev. So then, maybe it would be a different equation because kosev does have the corollary of mochet, but in Shulchan Aruch, we don't paskin that kocheles is mishum kosev. And the Mechaber quotes that as we saw last time as being mechal tzavei. So he assumes as a baseline that there's no iser per se to remove. Assuming you don't run into any other malacha, there's no issue per se in removing color, the creation of which would have been a violation of tzaveya. But he does point out that in Rav Neubert's Sefer, we go to last year for those who are here for Nida. Oh, well, sorry, Rav Neubert has two din kuntresim, one on Hilchos Tefila v'Shabbos Yontif, one on Hilchos Chatzitza. So in the one on Hilchos Tefila v'Shabbos Yontif, apropos to the question we discussed in the Gozev context, what happens if a woman, we briefly mentioned at least, if a woman comes to the mikvah Friday night and realizes she forgot to cut her nails, what happens if a woman comes to the mikvah Friday night and realizes that she has nail polish on that she forgot to remove? So definitely is a lechachila nail polish where choshesh should be removed, that is a potential chatzitza. Both can say if it's tipped at all, then make her a dinner, so chatzitza, because that people are makbid on. But as a lechachila matter, even if it's perfect, we're still choshesh mishum chatzitza, have to remove. What happens if you come to the mikvah Friday night and realize that you forgot to remove your nail polish? So in the Sefer Oel Sarov, Neuver's Kuntris on Hilchos Tefila B'Shabbos V'Yontiv, Perek Dalit Sekatan Yud Aleph, there he's Machmir B'Shem Rav Shlomo Zalman. That if you're removing nail polish on Manas to reapply it at a later point, maybe that is Aser and Shabbos, analogous to Mochek Amanas Lifto. So he suggests that even by Tzaveya, there may be such an equation. And therefore, he's Koshesh Lahachmir, which is somewhat surprising because lo matzinu any corollary to Nisr Mochik when it comes to Tzaveya. And as the Aruch HaShabbos points out, Shmir Shabbos himself, the Rav Neuvert is makel on some level. He writes in Perek Yudal at Tzif Samach Vav in the new edition, if a woman forgets to remove her nail polish Friday night, if there's a nachris, ask the nachris to remove it for you. If there's no nachris, yesh makilim lasos kein b'shabbos, b'mayim, not cotton. In the footnote, he's been saying what he wrote in that kuntris on Hilchos Tefila b'shabbos v'yantiv, where he quoted Shlomo Zalman as kosher v'hachmir, but in Texas from b'shabbos he quotes it as yesh makilim. So apparently he raises the question that maybe indeed there is a corollary iser to undo the effect of tzaveya. But as the Aruch HaShabbos points out, the pashtus sounds not the way the lo matzinu such an iser. Okay. We discussed last time a number of applications of Eina Miskayim in the context of tzaveya, that Eina Miskayim is only going to be Aser Midirabanan, but there's some further applications where something may be mutter, even L'Chachila, because it doesn't really fit into Tzaveya because of a certain nature of Eina Miskayim. We discussed, for example, whether there's Tzaveya or the lack of Tzaveya Bu'or Ha'adam, potentially for that reason. We discussed Derech Lichluch. And the other application, which comes up in the same context as Derech Lichluch in the same Yireim, is the question of Tzviya Ba'ochlin. Is there an Isser of coloring food? The Beis Yosef, in the end of Siman Shin Kaf, quotes in the Reim, even though the Reim is machmir, that there is an Isser of Tzviya, even Derech Lichluch, but there's no Tzviya Be'ochlin. And that's the Darkei Moshe's position there as well as the Kaf and Beis, the end of Shin Kaf, even though the Darkei Moshe quotes the Rava Mintz, who said that you're not allowed to put red wine into white wine because of Tzaveya. You're coloring the white wine red. So the Darkei Moshe quotes the Rav Avraham Mintz, so that's Aser. The Darkei Moshe himself says that's not the case because Ein Tzviya Ba'ochlin. Now that position that the Darkei Moshe quotes the Rav Avraham Mintz also appears in the Tosas Rid, Ayin Heyam Beis, Yomaskal Ema. Ayin Heyam Beis, Yomaskal Ema. There, the Tosas Rid writes, kind of with that explanation, that the Malach of Tzaveya applies even the Ochlin.
It's
Aser? It's Aser, right. The Tosas Rid and the Rav Avraham Mintz, quoted by the Darkei Moshe, said, Yesh Tzviya Ba'ochlin. The Yireim and the Darkei Moshe's own conclusion is that Ein Tzviya Ba'ochlin. What do we say in Shulchan Aruch? So back again to the end of Siman Shin Kaf, the conclusion of the Siman on Schita. The Mechaber writes in Sifu Tess, Liten Charko Mitav Shil Mutter, the Ein Lachush Mishum Tzaveya, the Ein Tzviya Ba'ochlin. So here the Mechaber writes explicitly, Shibali Lecha B'Shem Yireim, that Ein Tzviya Ba'ochlin. Says the Mishnah Berura, Nun Vav, V'chei Mutter Liten Yayin Edom B'soch Yayin Lavan. So that case that the Darkei Moshe discussed, Mishnah Berura says, that's Mutter, even though you're causing the white wine to turn red. Ein Tzviya Ba'ochlin. Now why should that be? Why would we say Ein Tzviya Ba'ochlin? The Chai Adam in Nishmas Adam Klal Kaftalad of Gimel, Nishmas Adam Klal Kaftalad of Gimel, Chai Adam presents this as also related to Eino Miskayim, that if you're going to color food, typically that's not going to have a full-fledged kiyum, and that's not the derech of Tzviya. Ochel is not typically subject to dyeing or coloring. He does say that bottom line, the Chai Adam thinks that you should be machmir, especially if this is, at the end of the day, machlokes rishonim. We're talking about a chashash daraisa sometimes. So he thinks that at least if it's a situation that's going to last, that you could argue is shel kayama, maybe we have to be choshesh for tzviya ba'ochlin because of a chashash daraisa. But fundamentally, the Chai Adam presents this in the context of Eino Miskayim, that typically speaking, if you dye food, that's not Miskayim, and it's not the derech from, it's not the derech to be Tzaveya. Prima Gadim writes as well, Eishel Avram Sivkatim Kafe, Eishel Avram Kafe, that Ein Tzviya Ba'ochlin, because it's not considered to be Miskayim. The Mishnah Berurah references in Sivkatim Nevav, the Sivkatim that we just started reading before, that there is a Eino Miskayim component. And in Sivkat Nuches, he mentions the other point of Derech, that it's not the Derech to be Tzaveya B'chi Hai Gavn. Stipler points out in Siman Mem, that's the Siman that we referenced last time and the time before, that the difference between Tzaveya and Kosev. Stipler points out in Siman Mem that when do we say Ein Tzviya Ba'ochlin? That's if your intention or the effect of the Tzviya is in order to enhance the food. So if your purpose is to enhance the food, that's not soveya. But if your interest is in the appearance, meaning if soveya, this fits into what the stipler developed, that even though he ended up with kashrus on it, the difference between soveya and the kosev may be whether your interest is in the letters that you're writing and the service is simply half a timsa for writing the letters, or is your interest for enhancing the surface and for the appearance of that. So if you're coloring food, not because it's misaking the food, it's not enhancing the food and your culinary experience, but it's enhancing the appearance of the object, so maybe tikkun ochel is not mishum soveya, but to enhance the appearance, maybe that is mishum soveya, even if the clay kibul of the tzviya happens to be food.
So how does that work with the Rashi about the dates on the Mishamaris? Where putting in the base just for Mara? Meaning, like, let's say it was like an iron hand went off or something?
Yeah.
I mean, right, so I think I saw in the Mishamaris also that we pass in that if it's just, it's okay if it's just for Mara, but not if it, like, for peddlers.
Not for?
Peddlers, like who are selling wine.
Right.
Is the cycler in Cholik on?
What mission were you asking about? Are we all asking later? So, and then in Sivkov, the Mechaber has the other application of Tzviya Ba'ochlin that we just discussed on the first part of that Sif. If you get your clothing dirty, that's Derech Lech Lech, where the Mechaber is Machmir. But if you're getting the food dirty, your Soveya Pito B'mashka Peiros, that's okay, because they ain't Tzviya Ba'ochlin doing.
Isn't that point of a cycler that it's Osir to do Tzviya Ba'ochlin for the appearance of the food? Isn't that already
Mishabura? The Mishabura is makel on that in principle regarding are you talking about essence?
No, the Mishabura says that he says it's mutter afil imechavin lachachila lasus mare, but then he says l'thim ha'shukas b'nishmas adam nachon l'noam hazeh.
Right.
If you're mechavin lasus mare, no?
But then that's Bechal. The Chai Adam Bechal thinks that you should be Machmir and Tzviya Ba'ochlin.
And so what's the Mishnah Berurah saying when he says Nachon L'Noam Mizeh? Like that. Like what's he being Machmir?
He says, Ne'ikara did, in principle, you're allowed to mix wine even though it's going to change the color. Even if it's your intention to color the food, and Primogadim focuses on the fact that that's Eina Miskayim. No, because the Chayyadim thinks that Lechachila should be Machmir to be Choshish for Tzviya
Ba'ochlin. Oh, but the Mishmur is not saying that that's only for the Chayyadim, but he doesn't pass Mishmur.
Right, I mean, Yesh Malkam Lachlush, but Mikra Din, we pass in like it says in Shachar Aruch, that means Tzviya Ba'ochlin. Now, the Mishabura, I think you're referring to the Mishabura that we, the law of Mishabura about making tea on Shabbos in Shin Yud Ches, in his Eitzah for using scents, does suggest that all things being equal, if you have the, if the sense is cold, so then you can't pour hot water onto the sense because that's a chashash of irun. But if the sense is hot, then he thinks all things being equal, it's better to pour the water onto the sense because that avoids a potential tzaveya issue rather than pouring the sense onto the water. Now, why that avoids the issue in terms of the shinui haseder, I'm not sure. Rabbi Ribiad also makes that ha'ari. He's not sure why shinui haseder should help. But that's what Mishnah Berurah said in Sharitzi and shinui ches katan samechei, shinui ches samechei, that if you're able to avoid any official consideration, then it's better to pour the water over to the over the sense rather than the sense over the water. If you're pouring the sense into the water, then you're coloring the water. And that would be a potential issue at Siva Oakland if you're Machmir Siva Oakland, as opposed to if you're pouring the water over the sense, then you're not, that's not called being survey of the water. I don't know if that's comma bottle in the on the tzvi of the water, I'm not sure. But that's Mishnah Berurah in principle is assuming all things being Mikra din ain't Siva Oakland, that's the Sam Shulchan Aruch. All things being equal, Kedai Lahachmir, if it's not going to run into any bigger problem. There is a, yeah.
I think that Dirshu quoted of Corellis, who thought that it's just a shinoi to change the order.
A shinoi?
Like it's not, he said.
Why is that?
Should we come out from other classes change to any there to be a both and death? Or is a shinoi?
I mean, normally you color something by pouring the color into the substance. Here you're pouring the substance into the color, so that's a shinoi. So we're only talking about a derabanan anyway. So generally speaking, even on a derabanan, a regular shinoi is going to be usher, unless machlokola or a shinoi gadol, as we discussed by Katan de Sakina and some of the famous examples of a shinoi gadol by Lisha, where maybe a shinoi helps for a derabanan lechachila. So you say this is a shinoi gadol. It's hard to know what's a shinoi gadol where Chazal don't define it for you, or at least we shouldn't know. Okay.
So we're saying that this type of does argue in the Mishnah Berurah or not?
The stifler just said that if your intent is for the color and not for the enhancement of the food, that would be a problem. Mishnah Berurah is talking on a different plane. Mishnah Berurah says, Mikradin, he's not misyakas to that Nakuda. Mikradin, we paskin, ain't Sviya Bochlin. But he thinks that all things being equal, better to be machmir, like the Chayyadim suggests, if you can.
So I maybe see what was asking this, but why are we saying that the Mishnah Berurah is not responding to that point? Meaning, he's basing himself off from the Prima God, and he's going to feel him. Is that not what the Sefer is talking about? Just for Marha, which is based on the Prima Gadim, who's putting Rashi on Tani, hey, with the egg and the.
No, the Mishnah Berurah is saying even if you might have argued. You might have argued that if your intention is. I hear what you're saying. Yes, maybe you're right. But I think what he's referencing the Pima Gadol, but the Dark Moshe quotes here, Chagal is a raya that ain't Seib Ochlin. I think what Mishiru means in Pima Gadol is the Pima Gadol kind of just presents it as Ein Tzviya v'mashkin klal, without qualification. But he's saying that you might have thought that there's more of a reason to be mafmir. There's more of a reason to be mafmir if your intention is lasas mara b'machal as opposed to tikkun ochel. That's the contrast.
I think the Prima Gadol says befirish that it's only for mara. It's so okay.
Where's that Prima Gadol?
It's chafei.
You're right. Yeah, I wasn't sensitive to that. You're right. Okay, yeah, then I think you're correct. That Mishra was saying, even if the intention is Lamara, meaning as opposed to Tikkun Ochel, then that's still Mutter. Okay. Good.
Could be that the cipher is saying you can't do it for the Mochrim of Yain Straf.
Right.
That would be also. And then that would work well with
I think he's saying more than that. I think he's saying any enhancement of appearance, if that's the intention, then that's not what Tikkun Ochel would be problematic. We have to look back. Okay. Yeah.
Hello, Maisa. Is Mr. Brewer saying that we should try to avoid coloring foods with other foods? Like, yeah, all things being equal?
So, I think the Mishnah Brura is just machmir. There are two tracks of Tzviya Ochlin where it sounds like it's definitely machmir on, or at least thinks of the Chachila. One of them is where it is considered dark of a kach. That's the example of the Mochrim. If it's a kind of sphere where it is dark of a kach, so that the chayal mischoshesh may be a malacha daraisa. And then the Mishnah Berurah is saying bechlal is an extension of that. If your kavana is lasos mara b'hamachal, then it's nachum hachmir as well. But if that's not your intention, if it's simply a tikkun ha'ochel, then Mishnah Berurah sticks with the psak and the mechaber, I think. There is a tshuva of Shlomo Kluger, Elof HaShlomo, Arachayim Simen Kuf Lamed Vav, Arachayim Simen Kuf Lamed Vav, where without explanation, he says, even though Ein Tzviya V'Ochlin, but B'mashkin Yesh Tzviya. Shlomo Kluger writes that without explanation, Ein Tzviya V'Ochlin, but B'mashkin Yesh Tzviya. The Shabbos home, footnote, page 331, quotes the Ben Ish Chai, that yesh tzviya dafka b'mayim, because that's more like the prototypical case of tzoveya. How are you tzoveya? You use paint. So paint is color mixed with water. So maybe water, being so very water, is worse than other mashlim as well. But poskim are more machmir if you're coloring, even though we don't accept or shlomo kluger per se. But if, although, if you're coloring something lenoi, you're coloring ochel, not because you're enhancing the food, but you're interested in the appearance, then that's potentially more of a problem than, or more inclined to say that there is the ochlin. So if you're adding food coloring just to change the color of the food, not that there's any nutritional value and not that it's enhancing the taste, if you're just doing it for the appearance of the food, lenoi, that may be more of a problem. That's where Shabbos says that Perikid Aleph Sif Lamites. Perikid Aleph Sif Lamites, that you shouldn't put food coloring in something just for the sake of changing the appearance or the color of the food. He quotes from Shlomo Zalman, Funa Kuf Nun Ches. That you could be makel to make petal on Shabbos. So the way he presents it is that even though when you're making petal, the coloring only changes the color, not the taste. Is that true? I always thought at least I know. It's supposed to enhance the taste, even if you can't tell.
The darker it is, the sweeter it is.
I thought it was at least purportedly supposed to give taste, even if you wouldn't necessarily notice. But the way he presents it is, even if that's the case, that the coloring the petal is only supposed to make it look like something you want to drink and not taste like something you want to drink. But still, that's like the tea essence that in principle we're makel on. That's not an issue of tzaveya. But this is relevant to Leil HaSeder. The minhag Yisrael to only use red wine Leil HaSeder. So let's say you have white wine that you want to mix with red wine or color red in order to enhance that wine to give it a reddish appearance. So many poskim say that's essentially lenoi and not latam and not latikun ochel, and that would be problematic b'leil haseder. So writes Rabbi Riviat, so writes Simcha ben Kohn. Sorry, Simcha ben Kohn is Mekel, Rabbi Riviat is Mahmir, Rabbi Kark is Mahmir, B'shem Rabbi Yashiv, and I guess Rabbi will give out this, he thought as well, that you should be machmir on that if your intention is lenoi for the appearance and not for the enhancement of objective enhancement of the wine. Yeah.
So how does this work with that primogodim or the darkei moshe? I mean, is there something between the mara?
I think there's something between
lenoi,
lamara, and lenoi. I mean, if you're, well, at least in the dark emotion.
Why can't it be that we're just not passing that?
I'm sorry?
Why can't it be that we're just not passing that way?
Because yeah, we do.
No, he puts it in the only mouth of the result. He's being mouth of the Chayadam.
Chayadam says the issue is
the Chayadam is mouth against the Yishtiva Oakland where there's a Chashash the Rice or there's a certain level of Kiyam where it's dark of the Kach. Not across the board. But what's that? The Lashon of the Darkei Moshe. Shemati Shem Avraham means the Asa Litan Yain Adom Musaf Yain Lavin B'Shabbes Mishum Saveya. I will feed the Rebbe Yerei the Eitzvi of Ochlin near the Zagamkin Shari. Near Ksas Raya Dvara from Beis Musaf Chacharda. I forgot the Osa Lomar. So there. Yeah, so I think the presentation of these poskim is that this is Yotzei from the Mishnah Berurah's recommendation to be machmir like the Chayei Adam if something is lamare and not l'tikun ohel. So the way the Mishnah Berurah says it is that there are two levels. He says, if something's lamara to enhance the appearance, it doesn't add the taste, but it's just enhancing the appearance, and then you're going to drink it, so then kedai lahachmir, like the Mishnah Berurah, which in a chanami is against the prima gadim, and I guess against the dark emotions presentation. And then he says, and there's even more reason to be machmir if you're not even going to drink it. Let's say you have, as a centerpiece, you want to have colored water, in a vase or something, you're not going to drink it, you color the water, so that's even worse than coloring wine. But from that presentation, it sounds like in a chanami. according to the Prima Gaudium, and I guess according to the Dark Emotions presentation, that there's no qualification within Ein Tzvi Ba'ochlin and Ein Tzvi B'Mashkin, and even if it's Lanoi, you should be Mutter. But we're Machmir L'Chachila not to do something that's only Lanoi without a Tikkun Ochel, and therefore to put wine into red wine into white wine, B'Leil HaSeder would be L'Chachila problematic, but it's only for the Mara, not L'Tikkun Ochel. And what? How is that different than essence, where generally we're Mekel? Right? And Rishi Brewer says all things being equal, better to be Malkin there also, but it doesn't bother us that much. I'm sorry?
Isn't that for the food?
What?
Isn't that for the food?
Isn't that...
I'm doing that for the color.
Right. So when you are putting the scents in the water, you're not interested in colored water, you're interested in having tea that tastes like tea. So that's considered tikkun ochel, correct? That is not for the enhancement of the mara. Okay, yeah.
Who is matir, the wine of the Seder, the mara?
Rabbi Simcha Ben Kohn, Shabbos home.
And what's he's just more makel than the Mishabura?
That... I believe so, that even if it's Lanoi, then you can still be Mekel. Here there's you could argue that this is more than Lanoi. If you're doing it for halachic reasons, if there's a halachic kid and having red wine, so maybe that makes it into Tikkun Ochel as opposed to just enhancing the Mara. I'm not sure. I don't think I saw anyone say that. Don't know. Okay, let's just say a few words about the malacha of Menapates. Menapates is combing wool. So the Rama writes, Paritas Lochi Beis, Ha Menapates as a Samar, Oas a Pishtan, Oas a Shani, Vechayotzi, Vechayiv. If you're combing wool, flax, that's a malacha of the Raisa. And if you're combing these gidim in order to change the consistency that it should be like tzemer in order to then spin it, that is a tolada of menapets. Says the Aruch HaShulchan Shin Mem Siftes. Menapets have been avos malachos. Umam menapets shad tzemer apishtim adaguk yachad nafates vihifrido, that you have this wool or this flax that is davuk together, and you're combing the strands to separate them. Behind ushachav to b'makal, you can hit it. Osark b'masaker, comb it. Because the Rishami, that if you have some kind of moss, siv al adekel, and you want to thin that material in order to be able to weave it, that's also a malacha deraisa of menapets. So is menapets of much relevance to us in 21st century civilization? Yeah.
Just in terms of the definition, the Rambam in Perashat Mishnayos doesn't seem to say that it's combing. It just seems to be that's like hitting, like smashing.
Right. So that's the two ofanim that we just quoted, that the Aruch HaShulchan referenced either hitting or combing. But I think we...
I'm saying the Rambam.
I'm sorry?
I'm saying that's the Rambam. It's like bowls and hairs or shines.
Right, okay.
Because I think you translated...
I translated it as combing. Okay, fine. Right, the Rambam in Yad doesn't translate it, basically says you're doing it to Tamar Pishtim. Okay. It's Kedei L'Tavos in order to allow it to then be spun. So Rabbi Rivia points out that Menapes does not apply to hair or hair on a living organism, because in order to be Chai Misha Menapes, it has to be something that then could be spun into thread. So you can't spin hair into thread. It applies to Tamar Pishtim and the like. It doesn't apply to hair. And he points out, you see that from Beis HaKaf Gimel, Mekadrinus HaBehema B'yantiv, the using a comb to rub or comb an animal, so there, Menapes does not come up as a concern. However, he points out that the post can discuss, maybe even if it's not relevant for natural hair, maybe it's relevant for shetel hair. Now, gozes in principle is not a concern for shetel hair, because gozes is only something that's minachai, that's not true by a shetel, even though Shmir Shabbos says, so combing a shetel in principle is not, as opposed to combing hair, where we're concerned about gozes, if you were to remove hair, so combing hair in a way that is disgraceful that you're going to remove hair is problematic, as we discussed. That's not true in principle when it comes to a shetel, even though Shmir Shabbos says when it comes to a shetel, you shouldn't use a regular comb for other reasons that may be related to the din that the Rama talks about in the end of Shin Tez Zayin. Okay. Shin Lamed Zayin, Shin Lamed Zayin. Then in the end of Shin Lamed Zayin, the Rama says, "Asul chavid of a gadol by de machbedos asuyim mikismin." You can't sweep, rub, using a broom or an implement made out of bristles. Lest you break those, and that is a potential issue of Soser. So that may be relevant if it's a brush where you may break the bristles, but in principle, in terms, as far as gozes per se, there wouldn't be an issue of gozes per se when it comes to a shekel, but menapes may be a concern. Rabbi Ribia points out, Igle Tal gozes os yud, raises the question that menapes may be a problem for a shetel. And then he says, maybe not. Rabbi tells us, maybe not, because... The Rabbi Yerba quotes a glital that suggests that maybe menapes would be an issue when it comes to shetels. Rabbi Yerba says, if the definition of menapes is something that could be used to then spin into thread, and could be shetel hair, could it be spun into thread anyway? But he quotes from Dayan Posen that if you have a shetel brush with spikes that are far enough from each other that you're not going to be able to separate the strands from each other, then that presumably would obviate any concern of menapitz. Okay, let's move on now to the malachos of kosher u matir. So the initial mini sugya of kosher is in Klal Gadol on Ayin Dalid Amud Beis, in terms of sourcing where kosher existed in the Mishkan. And the Maskanos of the Gemara, the way we have it, is that kosher b'Mishkan was Ayidei Tzadei Chilazon. They needed to make nets in order to catch the chilaza. The Rashi writes, Koshin Matirin, second to last line, Shekol Rishos Asuyos Kisharim Kisharim. The nets were made out of knots, which are Kesher Shekliyam, which we'll talk about. Sometimes they would have to switch the stitches from one net to another net and add the stitches, so that was the matir component or the matir corollary to kosher the Mishkan. Just to note, Rashi on the Mishnah, and I give him a if the Mishnah doesn't list all the malachos, there Rashi writes, on Potseya, Rashi says, "Hani kulu mimesach ve'elach ad kosher matir shayki diurios." Well, come on, mefarish my kosher, my matir ika. So, does Rashi mean over there? He says all the malachos from mesach until kosher, mesach shebatinirin, ore Potseya, kosher matir. Are shaychi b'irias. So that's ad b'chlal or ad v'lo ad b'chlal. The Gemara raised that maybe kosher b'mishkan was b'irias. But the Gemara rejects that, and the Gemara concludes that it's sadeh chilosas. I assume Rashi means ad v'lo ad b'chlal. It's hanikulu mimesach v'elach ad kosher matur v'lo ad b'chlal shaychi b'irias. Well, come on, mefarish, my kosher, my maturika. And that's what the Gemara concludes was the Tzadei Chilazon. Sound right?
Rashi in Eluk Sharim says the Urios also.
Rashi in Eluk Sharim. Yeah, Rashi in Eluk Sharim.
In the Mishnah.
Mm-hmm. No, but there Rashi Okay, good.
Julian and Sher.
What about the simple pshat that Rashi's going like the Yerushalmi?
Yeah, I guess.
I'm sorry?
It also could be.
What's the fancy shot?
Oh, the fancy shot? Was that explaining that Rashi?
Which Rashi is this?
So the opening Rashi, the Eluk Sharim, also references Dumi the Kashi Kutek Vidya Sanasava. So I wanted to say the Rashi on the Mishnah on Ayin Gimel, where he says, all the Malachas and Mesach and Ad, Akosher Matir, are based on Yerusha Mishkan. So maybe there, Akosher Matir is Akolah Bechal, because Kosher Matir Maskan is based on Sadiq Hilas and not Yerus. Natan's pointing out that, Julian, that the Mishnah in the beginning of Eluk Sharim, there Rashi also says, Dumi the Kosher Chute Yerus Hanusakos. But that is Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi has in Klal Gadol Uvavachal Yikshor. So there the Yerushalmi has two possibilities, either the Urias or the Yesedus Olim, which is what's rejected by the Bavli, but it does appear in the Yerushalmi. Okay, but
you might never reject that there was kosher by the Urias, it just said that there
that's
was
not the source. What?
Well, meaning when the Gomashan finds the source of Matir.
Well, kosher and Matir are correlated. So
Matir has to be. Can't somebody do that they did kosher and that on the Urias they just didn't do Matir?
But then that's not a source of kosher Matir, because Matir is not a source of kosher either.
Why not?
Because the sister malachos have to, if matir is of an aslitchur, so it has to be the tzir of matir that then leads to kosher. So those two malachos have to work together. Okay, what is the fundamental difference in nature between kosher and tofer? Of course, you're making an at, so you're really joining something together in a more fused form of making an at. Tofer, you're sewing things together to join them together. So how would you express the difference between kosher and tofer? Says the Aruch HaShulchan, Shin Yud Zayin Se'if Yud Ches. That tofer, as we'll see, includes the tolados of medavik, niyaris medavik, if you glue papers together, or you glue hives together, or other materials that you glue together, that's a tolado of tofer. Mali chivra yidei tshira, mali chivra yidei devik. It doesn't make a difference if you're sewing with stitches, or you're gluing together, it's all the same principle. But he says, the imtishal, if that's the case, that any time you're gluing or joining things together, that's a violation of tofer, then how would you define the difference between kosher and tofer? Isn't kosher also joining things together? So he says, no. What's the difference? Chibur de kasher ro'i lahatiro ulashiva lukanusa. When you make a knot and you untie the knot, you're back exactly where you started. If you tie a knot and untie the knot, once you untie the knot, you couldn't tell that there was ever a knot there before. As opposed to tofer, medabek, niyaros, if you want to break the stitches, then that involves some form of kilkel of ripping, of destroying, and then you would have the residual effect of the removal of the stitches. So when you're matir, the tfiros, that's a more aggressive destruction of the act of tofer as opposed to kosher, where you're matir, the tfiros, that's a more aggressive intervention as opposed to simply being matir a kasher. So when you're tying a knot, you're not making something as noticeably lasting, or when you tie a knot and then you untie the knot, you're exactly back where you started without any noticeable after effect. Okay, so says the Aruch HaShulchan. So go on a few more minutes. It's is mevurar in the sugyos in the beginning of the Eluk Sharim that there are types of Kisharim that one is chayivan, types of Kisharim that are partible aser, types of Kisharim that are mutter lechat chila. How do we define the difference between those other than the examples that we have in the Mishnayos and the Gemara that don't really speak to us so much? The Rashi writes, one of the examples the Gemara has of a kesher that's going to be a malacha d'oraisa kesher shel kayama we'll probably take stop here. It's going to take more time to develop this than the next few minutes. So Mir Tashem, next time we'll talk about the difference between the Kesher Shel Kayama, Kesher Enim Shel Kayama, and Enim Shel Kayama Klal, and what the definition of that is. Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, whether the definition of Malacha the Rice, the Rashi and the Rambam, whether the definition of Malacha the Rice of Kesher or Kesher Shel Kayama requires just Shel Kayama or Maisa Uman as well, and then what does that devolve to in terms of what's the Malacha de Rabbanan and what is Mutar L'Chachila? Then we'll try to define exactly what Shel Kayama versus Eino Shel Kayama is L'Maisa. Okay.